Love them.
Every 2 points are huge for the Golden Knights these days, and they were able to get them last night at the Fortress. BGK got a late goal from Keegan Kolasar to beat the Seattle Kraken. Final score 3-1. The LA Lakers take on the Philadelphia 76ers tonight in LA. You can catch all the action on our sister station, 106.9, The Bomb. Big weekend for UNLV basketball. The Lady Rebels make their third straight appearance in the NC2A tournament tomorrow. They're a 10 seed, taking on number 7 Creighton in Los Angeles tomorrow. 4 o'clock tip off. The Blue Jays are 2.5-point favorites. By beating Princeton in the opening round of the NIT tournament, the Runnin' Rebels earned themselves a postseason home game. They'll play Boston College on Sunday at the Thomas and Mack.
The Vegas Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Demopolis, Demopolis, Demopolis. Why am I saying it three times? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they are the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners three times. Yes, and it's going down for the second year in a row. I'm sure you heard about it by now, but if not, let me let you in. This year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. I'm telling you right now, if you're still thinking about who you should hire as your accident injury lawyer in Las Vegas, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Overnight accident and a horrible one in North Las Vegas. Still has North Las Vegas Boulevard shut down between Cheyenne and Walnut. We're quickening up an investigation. It's been hours, and it will be hours longer. So Las Vegas Boulevard, again, closed between Cheyenne and Walnut. Use Cheyenne itself to get around that closure. Also in the Northwest Valley, watch for an accident on Hualapai, southbound at 215. Westside wreck at Charleston and Jones, also in the Northwest at Rainbow and Lone Mountain Road. No accidents to report, though, on our Valley freeways right now. Should have mostly sunny skies today. Temperatures rising back up to just about 80 degrees this afternoon. Only 57, though, right now. Winds will be gusting around 25 miles per hour. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is Live and Local. everything you need to know to get your day started so that you'll be fully informed on what's going on in your world. And in fact, let's check in with Mark Thomas at the sports desk, because yesterday was a day of upsets in the day one of the March Madness thing. And I watched the second half of Oakland and Kentucky. Oakland winning with Greg Campion as their head coach. He's been there for 40 years.
Wow.
Unbelievable. What a day it was in day one of March Madness.
Yeah, par for the course in the round of 64 in the NCAA tournament. In fact, this time yesterday, you were saying that you don't do brackets.
Nope.
I get it.
They gave it up 5 years ago.
I don't blame you. And yesterday's a prime example is why not to. Yeah, no bigger upset than number 3 seed Kentucky Wildcats getting eliminated by the 14 seed in Oakland University. Extra credit, can you tell me the name of Oakland's men's basketball team?
Right. Golden Grizzlies?
There you go. Golden Grizzlies. I had to look it up.
Okay.
I
lived in Detroit for about 5 years.
Well, out of the over 22 million brackets filled out on ESPN, you want to take a stab at how many actually got it right? Like everything right? Perfect brackets?
No. Like who?
1,825 perfect brackets remain.
After day one?
Out of 22 million.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I broke down the numbers because that's what I do. For every 100,000 brackets that were filled out, on average, 8 of them were perfect yesterday. For every 100,000. Frankly, I don't know how 1,825 of those got that right.
I want to see what happens after day two. Day two.
Can we talk about the collapse of UNR?
Yeah.
This, you know, for Run and Rebel fans, you get a kick out of this one. The number 10 seed, Nevada Wolfpack, they had upset on their mind. They're up by 17 points over Dayton, which is the 7 seed. 7:39 left in the second half. UNR is up by 17 points. According to ESPN Analytics, they had a better than 99% chance of advancing to the second round. But the Flyers went on a 24-4 run. It's the largest comeback in the tournament since 2018.
They had them right where they wanted them.
All they had to do is basically not let them score.
Oh, my God.
Just don't let them score. You don't even have to score again yourself. Just don't let the other team score.
That is unbelievable. Okay, a full slate of games. Are they beginning 9:15 today?
Yes,
again?
Sir. Uh-huh. Yep, 9:15. We have 16 more games today. March Madness, baby. These first 2 days are just great because it's wall to wall. Pardon the pun.
Yeah.
From all day today, just like it was yesterday. Everybody who didn't play, there are 32 games. You know, 64 teams. Now we're down to, 48?
Yeah. So. But that's what I love about this tournament, and that's why it's so much fun to just, you know, take the day off. I know people around town who are taking these days off as vacation days so that they can just stay glued to the TV watching March Madness. It's just great stuff.
How many hours did you put in yesterday?
I put in about 3 hours.
Okay.
And I did that and did a little prep work for the show, but was watching like crazy. But that Oakland Kentucky game on 8 News Now was just incredible.
Yeah.
And that one kid that was hitting 3-point shots, and I'm like, sign him up for the NBA now.
Soon enough, yeah.
Unbelievable. So, anybody in particular you're going to be watching today?
I still got my eye in Houston. That's why I picked in my bracket to win it all. And I know I'm in the minority there. UConn is the overwhelming favorite, according to ESPN, when it comes to the brackets, picking the winner.
Wow. Well, it's going to be fun, and it's going to be a great weekend of college hoops as well. Mark, always good. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thanks.
There you go. Boy, what a great time to be a sports fan. You got Major League Baseball that's starting up. You got the March Madness thing going on. You got, playoff stuff relative to the NHL, with everybody's jockeying for position. Including the Golden Knights, by the way. We'll stay with us. More to do as we continue. Oh, Rand Paul has been supporting the Lakin Riley Act, and he's saying that they may come up short and that Democrats may prevent the Lakin Riley Act from becoming law. Unbelievable what's going on. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show, March Madness is underway. I can't promise that I won't be screaming and yelling, at least somewhat, during the course of the show, but I can promise you that we'll take you into the weekend and have a fantastic time.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We've been around for 25 years, and we're offering free loans to any new customer who wants to try us out.
That was Chuck, and DLC continues to be your community lender by offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. And don't forget, your first loan is on us at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Court, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hi, this is Trading Made Easy. Have you ever thought about staying home and working from home? If yes, Trading Made Easy is our automated day trading software, and it's just for you. Some of our members work an hour or two tops. Find out how you can work from your home computer with no experience necessary. With the current market craze, a lot of local people are doing what I said. Trading Made Easy just celebrated its 6-year anniversary. The automated day trading software takes trades in a millisecond, better than any human being. Call me for a free live session. Watch it for free. Seeing is believing. Trading Made Easy offers zero down and 0% financing for the software with no payments needed for 12 months. Trading Made Easy. Working from home was never this easy. For more information, call 1-800-971-4160. That number again, 1-800-971-4160. Or go to TradingMadeEasy.com. That's TradingMadeEasy.com to learn more.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know what it means. I don't usually deal in this much money, But it is interesting. Truth Social, the platform created by Donald J. Trump, has reached a merger deal giving Trump fresh potential cash. The word is that upwards of $500 million in cash. We'll see how that's going to impact the Monday deadline in New York State. Donald J. Trump's got to cough up $564 million. And we'll see how that plays out. I also want to go to the audio sound bites because I think it's reprehensible what Democrats are preparing to do. They are preparing to kill the Laken Riley Act. Rand Paul, one of the supporters of the bill, says the GOP may not have the votes to pass the Laken Riley Act. This is deplorable. Let's go to cut two, though. This is Rand Paul yesterday.
Senator, why is this even an issue? If someone is here illegally and they break the law, do we really need a new law to authorize removing them?
You know, you wouldn't think so. The fact that people are the normal is that we're releasing people who are here illegally, committing a crime, we capture them, and then we purposely let them go. I mean, the people who are in favor of this policy, the Biden administration that allows this to happen, frankly, should apologize to the Riley family. Instead, we hear Biden apologizing to the illegal folks in our country who don't like to be called illegal. He apologized to people for using the term illegal, but he's not willing to apologize to the Riley family for allowing, you know, these people to be in the country who ended
stunning,
up murdering this man's daughter. I mean,
reality.
It's just so sad at every level.
It is just absolutely tragic. Now, is the Senate going to pass this Laken Riley bill so that we can get back to, if you break the law, you will be removed immediately?
You would think so. I think it'll get unanimous Republican support, but we're one vote short. I think the Democrats will be either unanimous or nearly unanimously against this. They have voted in the past that they don't care. We talked about deporting people or keeping people in jail, and there has been no concern on the other side about, you know, trying to tackle people with criminal records or people who have actively engaged in crime.
It's hard to believe, Senator, given the environment in the country right now and looking at the polls, that there aren't at least a few Democrat senators who look at their own election prospects and say, yeah, you bet I'm on board.
They care more about spending money we don't have. It's really important to them to keep the trains running on time and to keep all the money being spent. Even though we're going to borrow $1.5 trillion on this spending bill, that's what our spending is going to add up to. They are more concerned with shoveling the money out the door than they are with the death of this young woman and trying to prevent this from happening to other people. No, it's a disgrace. It is an utter disgrace.
That's Rand Paul yesterday on Fox with Martha McCallum. And Rand Paul is right. It is a disgrace that this bill is being held up by Democrats. And you only need a couple of Democrats to come over. They're going to have unanimous consensus on the part of Republicans, but it's the Democrats that are holding this thing up. Now, Let's just put it this way. One of the really disgraceful things that is going on in the United States Senate is they're allowing people to come into this country who have no business coming in. You saw, did you catch that yesterday, that upwards of 300 illegals stormed our southern border and overwhelmed our southern border? That cannot happen because some of those people are terrorists, people that mean to do us harm. Greg Abbott is the governor of Texas. He sees this thing up close and personal. He fully expects another 9/11-like terrorist attack on America and that it's probably going to be generated by some of the people that are coming across our southern border illegally. This was Greg Abbott yesterday in a speech. This is cut number three, Greg Abbott, the governor of the great state of Texas.
If you saw what FBI Director Wray said last week, he says that based upon what's happened at our southern border, he expects there to be a terroristic attack similar to 9/11. You cannot have the number of people coming across the border who are terrorists and not expect anything different. Also, these rumors that you've heard about Venezuela letting dangerous criminals out of prison to come to America, they're true. And the same thing is true of countries in Central and South America and across the globe, and as well as the number of Chinese that are coming here, and who knows what their intent is when they come here. Because of that, and because Joe Biden is very simply not following the law of the United States of America. You'll remember just a couple of weeks ago, he was telling all of you and all of his fellow Americans that he needed Congress to pass some laws in order for him to have the ability to secure the border. Either A, he was just outright lying to you. B, he had no idea what he was talking about. Or C, all of the above. I think it's all of the above. Let me be clear about something. Congress has already passed laws that give the president every tool that he needs. Laws that existed before Biden became president. And I want you to know these in case you ever engage in a discussion with anybody. Well, Biden has passed something, or the Republicans in Congress need to step up and do something. These laws already exist right now. Law number one empowers the president, not empowers, it compels, requires the president to deny illegal entry into the United States of America. He's not denying illegal entry. He's aiding and abetting illegal entry. Law number two requires the president to mandate that he detain anybody who comes across the border illegally. And coming across the border illegally is defined as this: coming between the ports of entry. There are 28 ports of entry in the state of Texas alone that people could cross and try to seek asylum if that's what they wanted to do. But instead, they're going between ports of entry, sometimes under the bridge right above them that is a port of entry. Law number three requires the president to build border barriers like border walls, or like the barriers Texas is putting up right now. Joe Biden has done nothing to build any type of border barrier. The only thing he's ever done with border barriers is try to tear down the ones that Texas has put on our border. It's because of these reasons. Because, number one, we are facing such dangerous situations. And number two, Joe Biden, through his actions, is violating the laws of the United States of America. That's exactly why I declared our authority under Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. Texas has a right to defend ourselves, and we will use that authority to declare an invasion and fight back against that invasion.
I love Greg Abbott. If he can't get any satisfaction from the Biden administration, he's going to do it himself. And I think that's wonderful, but he's exactly right that there really is nothing that needs to be done other than enforce the laws currently on the books. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is Friday. March Madness all around us. We'll talk with Ron Futrell coming up top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm John Lee, and I'm running for Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Long before I stepped into the political arena, I had my own contracting business as a licensed master plumber. Those early days taught me problem solving and budgeting skills, values that I've carried into public service. As the mayor of North Las Vegas, I use those skills to turn a city drowning in debt into the most financially robust city in Nevada. Now, I'm ready to bring that same expertise and conservative principles to Congress. While I serve in Congress, I will focus on these main issues: protecting religious and personal freedoms, parental rights, working for a balanced budget, stopping illegal immigration, protecting Social Security and Medicare, and making our schools places of safety and learning again. We need strong support for law enforcement, as criminals must be held accountable for the harm that they do. I'm John Lee, and I approve of this message. To learn more about my campaign, please visit johnleeforcongress.com. Paid for by John Lee for Nevada.
Victoria Seaman, small business owner, public servant, bold leadership for Las Vegas. Victoria left Los Angeles 20 years ago to make Las Vegas home, leaving behind rising crime and a homelessness crisis. Victoria Seaman knows we can't let Las Vegas become California. That's why she fights every day to protect our way of life. In the state legislature, Victoria worked across the aisle to get results, protecting seniors and homeowners while championing small business. On the Las Vegas City Council, she tackles the tough problems others won't, leading Las Vegas into the future with a thriving economy. Now, Victoria Seaman is running for mayor to continue delivering for Las Vegas. Victoria backs the blue to keep our families safe and our streets clean. She'll create more transparency at City Hall, support tourism, and keep our taxes low. Always putting Las Vegas first. Victoria Seaman for mayor. Paid for by friends of Victoria Seaman.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things we do for you every day is we keep track of what's going on social media. From Truth Social, from Donald J. Trump, he writes the following. Through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash, a substantial amount of which I intended to use in my campaign for President of the United States. But he's willing to apparently use this to keep all of his properties in the city of New York, the state of New York. We'll keep track of this one. But he's got $500 million. It wouldn't it be nice to be able to say you're getting a little short towards the end of the month, and you say, "Could I lay my hands on maybe $500 million?" He's done it in just a couple of weeks. Hard to believe it, but it's true. Stay with us. More to do. March Madness. The Golden Knights going for playoff position. All kinds of stuff to talk about because Ron Futrell is going to be along from 8 News Now. All that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting.